A Kansas City man has been charged with a couple of felonies for allegedly forcing entry and burglarizing a business in Sheridan County earlier this year. Probable cause statement says 59-year-old Irvin John Rill reportedly was observed inside the Outback Saloon on State Highway 5 in Marceline on February 14th. Video surveillance reportedly shows Rill forced entry into the building with his face uncovered after the business was closed in the early morning hours of February 15th. The video also reportedly shows Rill returning about 10 minutes later with his face covered and wearing what appears to be the same clothing in both images. Rill allegedly forced open three video poker machines, a pool table, and a jukebox and took all the money out of them. He allegedly then pried open a cash box and took all the money out of that as well. Rill has been charged with a Class D felony for burglary in the second degree and a Class E felony for property damage in the first degree. Information on the bond has not been released. An arraignment hearing for Rill has been set for 9 a.m. on Thursday, September 7th at the Sheridan County Circuit Court in Keytesville. In order to get an issue on the special election ballot for November, the deadline is today. Clerk Debbie Russell explained during a meeting of the Saline County Commission earlier today.
Today's the last day for any entity who would want a special election in November. 5 o'clock today is the deadline for that.
As of this morning, she said there are no issues that have been put before Saline County voters. Russell also said her office is still working on getting tax rate information from entities such as school districts, cities, ambulances, and fire districts to get them to their proper office prior to the September 1st deadline.
The county clerk's office, we're just finishing up with the tax information coming in from the entities, and we've just got a couple more left in order to be finished with that process before we send everything to the state auditor for their approval. And then talked to the collector last night, and we'll be doing, hopefully getting some of the tax rates keyed in a little earlier than last year so that she can get a little head start on the billing process for collections this year.
In other news, commissioners voted to approve a special payment schedule to take care of the county's health insurance premiums. It was pointed out the county has hired a new insurance broker to look into the other plans that are available. In addition to convocation services being held, honors were handed out to several students for outstanding work during the 2016-2017 academic year on Thursday, August 24th at Central Methodist University in Fayette. According to a news release, this year, five students were recognized with awards, including three from the KMMO listening area. Taylor Edelbrock from Boonville was awarded the Tau Kappa Epsilon Outstanding Freshman Female Award. Molly Lyons from New Franklin was awarded the DeMaurier Prize, and the Kim Everett Outstanding Freshman Male Award went to Quiz Falls from Marshall. And the first official flyover of the U.S. Air Force B-2 stealth bomber at the University of Central Missouri will be highlighted of UCM's annual Military Appreciation Day at the UCM Mules' first home game of the season on Thursday, August 31st. A news release says the U.S. Air Force Global Strike Command at Whiteman Air Force Base in Knob Noster will honor military personnel and veterans with a flyover preceding the kickoff of the Mules taking on Pittsburgh State Guerrilla football game at 7 p.m. at Walton Stadium in Warrensburg. General John J. Nichols, commander of the 509th Bomb Wing at Whiteman, will participate in the coin toss to open the game. Military personnel and veterans and their dependents will receive free general admission to the game with military ID or UCM command pass. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yont.